For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. The first round of the French elections takes place soon, a vote that's expected to be momentous for Europe. It might seem a long way away, but the outcome might also be important to Connecticut. The frontrunners in France's elections for a new president are Emmanuel Macron, an ardent European, and Marine Le Pen, a Trump-style populist who has vowed to pull France out of the European Union.
And in a way, we could almost say that this is going to be the referendum of the French on the EU.
That's French-born Dr. Claude Chereau. She teaches and researches on international trade and business at the University of New Haven. She says Frexit, particularly following Brexit, would spell the end for the Union, one of the world's great stabilizing forces in the last 70 years.
This movement of populist parties basically is rattling the global economy.
The reason that Connecticut should care about the fate of the European Union, France is actually the state's largest trading partner, last year accounting for almost $2 billion worth of goods sold, with Germany just behind at $1.6 billion. The nutmeg state's principal exports are aerospace parts, medical devices and financial services. Chereau says a reimposition of trade barriers between the US and Europe would radically change the landscape.
If we put barriers, we don't want product from the EU. What is the EU going to do? Put barriers against our product.
She says if the EU seems on the point of collapse, the dollar will strengthen against the euro, hitting exporters hard as they try to sell goods overseas. She also believes it would likely trigger a crisis of confidence in the markets and potentially a global recession. France will likely go through two rounds of voting in its elections. Whether Le Pen, Macron, or another candidate wins will be clear by May 7th. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.